Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Now consider this episode a safe space. I really want to have a heart-to-heart about certain lifestyle choices that I've made.
No, no need.
We've all seen the most recent political climate as it relates to the election. And it seems like women, we always seem to be the brunt of some kind of attack.
How? Hold on, bro. How? How you, I'm saying, how, like, talk to me, bro.
Always painting yourselves to be victims, and it's fucking pathetic. You're not always at the brunt of an attack. A motherfucker off to WAR getting blown to smithereens is at the brunt of an attack. Tired of this ridiculous nonsense. You're the most privileged women on the fucking planet.
Your anger and your hate, I think, is coming off as erratic to people.
Passion. My passion. It's all passion.
Okay, your passion, yes, is coming off as erratic.
You're Melissa Ford. You were a fucking... I ain't gonna say a supermodel, but you were a damn model in America. Like, you didn't have it rough.
You don't know that.
I mean, I'm sure bad things happen to you. Bad things happen to everybody, but in comparison, nah. I don't want to hear it in comparison to so many other people. Feel sorry for Melissa Ford and her fancy $1 million studio.
No. Okay. No.
Never been married, childless cat ladies. Honestly, that sounds like a dream come true to me. I don't know. Like, solitude, my own choices, and animals that love me. Oh my God, somebody, you know, call the cops. This sounds awful. But anyways.
To be a single woman who can't keep a man to save her life. That wasn't your dream at 21. That wasn't your dream at 15. It wasn't your dream at 25, 30, and it's not your dream now. You're not gonna fool us into believing it.
This episode is called, I am 48, I am child-free, and I've never been married. And guess what? That's okay.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're gonna
this
let
is the not
camera
true.
Keep rolling.
Okay, oh. I never made it down the aisle, but I have been engaged in the past. How many engagements? I would say 2.5. Let's start with the 0.5, since that was the first one. I was involved with a man who loved me. He was good-looking, he was tall, he was charismatic, gregarious. Everybody loved him. My mom loved him. My sister loved him.
Please don't brag. Only fools brag. Bragging just shows you can shoot off your big mouth.
My niece loved him. My friends loved him. Everybody loved him. But there was something inside of me that just said, this is not perfect. It's the furthest thing from perfect.
Huh?
Think about how stupid that statement is. My mom loved him. My aunts loved him. He was great. He was charismatic. He was tall. He was handsome. He was hardworking. He was loving. But it was just something about him that wasn't perfect. Who's perfect? No one on this planet is perfect. Nothing in this life is perfect. Being LeBron James isn't perfect. Being Tom Cruise isn't a perfect life. You know how stupid that is? I found an almost perfect man, but it wasn't perfect. So I just, wasn't sitting right with me. It proves women aren't going to be happy no matter what. Even when they get this tall, handsome, successful, yada yada man, they're not going to be happy with it.
Women are walking balls of misery that just learn how to look cute, look like something you might want to fuck a few times. But they're all walking balls of misery, man. All of them.
And like I say, when a woman young and attractive, she would rather choose being a highly desired prostitute than to sit down with a decent man and build a decent life.
Oh, that's no bar, nigga!
Because that's boring. She would rather have the exciting life of the hottest prostitute in the city than be the wife, you know, of a stand-up respectable dude. Even if that stand-up respectable dude is good in bed, tall, handsome, rich, it don't matter.
That's a damn shame.
She wants to run the streets and get the most out of her being young and hot, get the most fun out of her being young and hot.
He would say things like, nobody's ever going to love you the way that I love you.
And what's wrong with that?
And I believed him. I wrestled with this internal sense of guilt. I wrestled with the guilt of honestly wanting to be free, honestly wanting to live my life and to date and to experience other men.
You're a whore.
and to experience other things and other places. I just wanted to live my life.
In reality, the highest position she's gonna get is side hoe.
The only difference from now and 20 years ago is this. Woman's nature is actually being exposed all over the internet.
There is no way to fix this. She's already gone too far. She's already gone too far down a rabbit hole of hamster wheel independence. She's gone too far down there, and the rest of her life is going to be just full of resentment for whatever man that she ends up sitting down with.
I had moved to New York from Toronto, a totally different country, with $25, two suitcases, and a one-way ticket.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
I didn't have permission from my country to leave. I didn't have permission from this country to be here. And I was making things happen for myself at a very, very rapid pace. And so to find myself inside of a relationship that felt so stifling at this very young age and not having the vocabulary to speak up for myself and articulate that somebody who loves you would not say those things to you. They wouldn't say that nobody will ever love you the way that I love you, because that indicates that there's a part of me that's broken or there's a part of me that's unlovable.
Bingo.
Ding, ding, ding. What do we have for her, Johnny? Baby, I love you so much. Nobody can love you the way I love you. Like, ain't that what they say in the movies and in the love songs? But she found a way to flip it as into being something that's like abusive or something. As usual, they always find a way to villainize us, man. To vilify us. They always find a way.
I have daddy issues and I don't like men. I don't trust them. Listen. I have PTSD.
But yeah, look, go be free. I mean, women, I said this before, women see being a respectable wife and mother as slavery. They see it as being in chains. I mean, I guess I understand it. It is confining to some degree. They see being a respectable wife and mother as a burden. They really do, especially if they're young and hot. They're like, hell with that. About to go have some fun and do what I do. Do my thing. But what women don't understand is once you throw it away to go live other lifestyles, a lot of times you threw it away for life. It's over now. You made your choice. Women don't have the luxury to go do them in their 20s. Go build a career, go have fun, sow their wild oats. They don't have that luxury that men do. Once women make that decision early, it's usually over for them. They will never be a healthy, happy wife in a lifelong relationship. It's over. That was the most important decision that she ever made when she left this guy. I mean, spoiler alert, she left this guy. She's kind of been prepping us for what's coming, but that was the worst decision she ever made, and that was the most important decision she ever made.
Come on, kiss me! Kiss me! And tell me who's the head honcho here! What, I'm not hot enough for you? I'm not hot enough? I'm not sexy enough? I'm just standing. Tell me I'm fucking hot. Tell me I'm fucking sexy.
But I didn't know how to articulate this. So I stayed in this relationship that I was wildly unhappy in for approximately 3.5 years. Close to four. And I have to admit, I was not faithful in this relationship.
Funky dog head bitch. How dare you, punk motherfucker?
I ain't shit. I ain't never gonna be shit.
Nothing that I'm proud of, but I just chalk that up to I was really, really young and I was hood famous. You know, I was on the covers of magazines, on your local newsstand. So everybody recognized me. And that was another source of pressure that I felt being inside of this relationship rather than being free to explore all of my options. And so one day I was going through some drawers, you know, folding laundry, placing clothes, you know, in the drawers and such. And I found it. I found a box. And when I saw it, I said, please, God, don't let this be what I think it is. And I opened the box. And there it was. It was a ring. And the only thing that I could think was that it was an engagement ring. It sure as hell was not a promise ring.
Duh. Once it hits you, you just can't unsee it. The things you learn when you watch a moron.
We were way beyond that. We were not in high school. I was not wearing this boy's varsity jacket. This was an engagement ring.
Look at you. You all drunk and shit.
And you doing too much. Is it the liquor? She was slurring a little bit.
What type of guys do you think she cheated on Mr. Perfect with? Rich dudes, street dudes, etc., etc. We heard this story time and time again. And at least she admitted she's a piece of shit. I cheated. Yeah, we know. You were a garbage human being. And that didn't stop there. But she brushed that off real quick. Yeah, I cheated, but hey, you know, it is what it is. I was young. I was hood famous. Oh, well. Did you sense the remorse? Did you sense the regret? I didn't.
It's an evil world we live in.
And if I knew this man the way that I knew him, that proposal was going to be very public. And that terrified me. I didn't want to have to say no in front of our friends and family and publicly humiliate him. He did not deserve that. But I also could not see myself saying yes in front of everybody just to save face. And then later on have to break it to him like that this is not something that I was going to be able to go forward with. So what I did instead was I packed up all my belongings while he was out of town.
Sly son of a bitch.
And put them in storage and flew back to Canada. And then I had the conversation about us breaking up over the phone.
Now she met this.
No,
she met this
person, didn't.
And when I
another piece of shit move. You know, these women should really keep these stories to themselves.
Yeah, you think?
But they always tell them themselves. And this wasn't when she was 16, 17, 18. I was young. She can't blame it on that. I believe she was in her mid-20s when she did this scumbag shit. This is the thanks you get for being a good guy.
Brian, do women like it when you treat them like crap?
Well, I don't know if you want to be that black and white about it.
That's it, isn't it? Women respond when you treat them like crap.
This is why I always say don't chase pretty. 8, 9s, and 10s are not relationship material for this exact reason right here.
I know what you're probably thinking as well. Yo, Melissa, that's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It took years for me to make peace with this decision. I have self-flagellated over this decision. I have beaten myself up every way to Sunday that you possibly can.
Don't feel sorry for this hoe, man. She's a fucking thought. She's a fucking joke.
See? You see how they flip it back to them being the victims? Like, I know you guys are saying this is fucked up, but I beat myself up about it countless nights. You know, I felt really bad about it. I went into a bout of depression for it. So now she's the victim again. Now you go back to feeling sorry for her. I mean, it won't work on us. But you see that move she did?
Well, I can't be played. A person trying to play me plays themselves.
If it was in the midst of an actual argument with her or something, she would start crying. Like, if you caught her cheating, she would start crying. I didn't want to do it. How could you just bust in like this? I have no privacy. I know I was cheating, but you shouldn't have bust in. And she'll make herself the victim.
What kind of shit is that?
I tried to reconcile with him at one point, which was a big mistake.
I just want to have sex one more time.
Leave my house. Leave my house. I'm not having sex with you. Leave my house.
Why do you hate me?
Leave my house.
Why do you hate me?
It probably was a big mistake because he told you to go fuck off and kick rocks. And you got embarrassed. Got your heart broke. Because he thought he would always be waiting in the wings. Ain't that a bitch? That's how they play the suckers. When she was ran through and all the rappers came on her and all that and kicked her to the curb, she thought she can go back to the Mr. Good Guy.
Bye, Felicia.
See what happens next with this washed up lying thought tomorrow on Modern Dating Cure Ball Z.
You can't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.